From Seoul, Korea, KBS World Radio News Today starts right now.
On today's broadcast, efforts to put out a fire at a Kupang logistics center in Incheon continue for the third day. The benchmark Korea Composite Stock Price Index loses nearly 4.5% amid sour investor sentiment in the AI industry and fresh tensions in Iran. And the 48th session of the UNESCO World Heritage Committee is underway in the port city of Busan. This is KBS World Radio News. I'm Daniel Chan. Though some 60 hours have passed since a fire broke out at a Kupang logistics center in Incheon, firefighters have yet to contain the blaze. The city's fire authority said Monday that they have no plans to send firefighters into the building due to the large amount of flammable material and the complex shelving structure. Authorities are focusing instead on stopping the fire from spreading to the fifth floor, saying the flames could spread quickly throughout the building if the fifth floor becomes compromised, as it houses hundreds of robots that run on lithium batteries for logistics warehouse chores. Incheon's Seohae District is keeping in place an evacuation order issued at 11 p.m. Sunday for commercial buildings and factories within a 116-meter radius of the logistics center. The fire broke out at 6:54 a.m. Saturday, with flames appearing on the sixth floor before spreading to the seventh. The 48th session of the UNESCO World Heritage Committee is underway in the southern port city of Busan. Approximately 3,000 delegates will deliberate on the inscription of new sites and urgent measures to protect existing ones. As host country, South Korea is also pushing for the formal adoption of a declaration that would add collaboration to UNESCO's five traditional strategic objectives. Rosie Bach has more.
Ladies and gentlemen, the President.
The UNESCO World Heritage Committee officially kicked off its 48th session in Busan on Sunday to review heritage conservation and select new World Heritage sites. Alongside UNESCO Director General Khaled El Anani, President Lee Jae-myung attended the opening ceremony for the event, which runs through next Wednesday and involves 3,000 participants from 150 countries.
With the same commitment to ensuring that culture remains a living force, the World Heritage Committee will give life to the convention over the next 10 days. By considering new nominations, by examining the state of conservation, and by addressing growing challenges such as climate change, urbanization, and conflicts.
The committee is deliberating on a total of 30 new natural and cultural site nominations, including proposals to recognize several high-profile historical, geopolitical, and environmental landmarks. One of them is the Palestinian town of Sebastia, an ancient biblical and archaeological site in the West Bank that is being fast-tracked for protection on an emergency basis. Lebanon's Mount Amal castles, a series of historic fortifications, are also being reviewed under emergency protocols to safeguard them from modern warfare. South Korea is also pushing for the formal adoption of the Busan Declaration, seeking to add collaboration to UNESCO's five existing strategic objectives known as the five C's: credibility, conservation, capacity building, communication, and communities. Rosine Park, KBS World Radio News.
The benchmark Korea Composite Stock Price Index has lost nearly 4.5% amid sour investor sentiment in the artificial intelligence industry and fresh tensions between the U.S. and Iran. According to the Korea Exchange, the KOSPI plunged 304.33 points, or 4.46%, on Monday to close at 6,516.27. The steep loss prompted a sell-side sidecar, one of the 20 sell-side sidecars that have been activated on the KOSPI market so far this year, with the total number of sidecars reaching 38 this year. The KOSPI plunged as investor sentiment failed to recover due to concerns that semiconductor stocks had peaked and fears that recent conflicts between the U.S. and Iran could develop into a full-scale war after three U.S. servicemen were killed in such conflicts last week. Despite net purchases by foreign and individual investors, institutional investors offloaded 900 billion won, while shares of Samsung Electronics and SK Hynix saw drops in the 4% range.
You are now listening to the news from KBS World Radio's News Center in Seoul, Korea.
The ruling Democratic Party has introduced a bill to extend the investigation period for a special counsel probe into alleged corruption and irregularities under the Yoon Sung-yeol government and the former president's 2024 martial law declaration. The ruling party introduced a bill to extend the investigation period by an additional 30 days at a plenary parliamentary session on Monday. If it passes, the bill will extend the deadline for the investigation from July 24th to August 23rd, while also adding alleged obstruction of audits by public officials as a subject of investigation and increasing the number of dispatched government officials for the probe team from 130 to 150. The revision also includes appointing attorneys to maintain the prosecution of cases indicted by the special counsel. The People Power Party immediately launched a filibuster, protesting that the bill's aim is to suppress the opposition. A joint team of investigators from the prosecution and the police has raided the National Election Commission over allegations that former NEC chair Noh Tae-ak misused public funds by unofficially traveling overseas with his wife. According to sources in the judicial community Monday, the team investigating alleged irregularities and laxity at the election watchdog began the search as Noh and unidentified NEC employees face charges of occupational embezzlement. Noh's residence was reportedly excluded from the search warrant. The former NEC chairperson was accompanied by his wife on three overseas trips during his tenure, but she was not mentioned in reports submitted after the trips. Besides Noh, 461 NEC employees were found to have traveled overseas on 107 occasions between 2022 and June 2026, with their destinations including popular getaways such as the Maldives and the Malaysian coastal city of Kota Kinabalu. The Education Ministry will launch a pilot program for so-called smartphone-free schools starting the second semester, restricting students from using smartphones throughout the school day. The ministry said Monday that it will designate 200 elementary, middle, and high schools nationwide in September as pilot schools focused on preventing school violence and related issues, with the smartphone-free school initiative to be adopted only by schools that selected as a key project. The decision follows criticism that the current ban on smartphone use during classes, which took effect in March, is having limited impact because restrictions outside class hours are up to individual schools. Under the pilot program, students at participating schools will be prohibited from using smartphones from the time they arrive at school until they leave for the day. The ministry plans to expand the program to 400 schools next year. Heavy rain is set to pound the central region on Tuesday, while the southern regions and Jeju Island will see sweltering heat. According to the Korea Meteorological Administration on Monday, the Seoul metro area in Gangwon province could receive up to 150 millimeters of rain, while the Chungcheong provinces are forecast to see more than 100 millimeters. Up to 60 millimeters of rain is set to pound North Jeolla province and North Gyeongsang province, while the remaining parts of the Jeolla and Gyeongsang regions will receive up to 40 millimeters of rain. Around 5 millimeters is forecast for Jeju Island. The southern regions are expected to suffer sweltering temperatures for the time being, with the heat index approaching 33 degrees. And that's the news from KBS World Radio's News Center in Seoul. This has been Daniel Choi.